بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, in last night's Taraweeh Salah we had commenced with Surah Ali Imran, which is the third Surah, Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, and then comes Surah Ali Imran. And just like Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran is also a Madani Surah, as we explained last night. The Madani Surahs refers to those Surahs whose verses, the majority of the verses were revealed after the Hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to Madina Munawwara. And this particular Surah, we find majority of the verses in this Surah were revealed more or less around the third year after Hijrah. The third year after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had migrated. We find this was a very busy year, a very significant year in Islam. In the second year after Hijrah, we know during the month of Ramadan, the 17th of Ramadan was the first major expedition or battle, which was the Battle of Badr, which had taken place. Allah granted the Muslims victory. And therefore, as a result of this, in the early months of the third year after Hijrah, many delegations of especially Christians began coming into Madina Munawwara, wanting to know more about Islam, wanting to know about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As we had mentioned previously also, the Battle of Badr, which took place during the second year, was very important in that it put Islam on the map, so to say, that now the entire Arab world sat up and took notice that now the followers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were gaining strength. So in the early months of the third year, many of these delegations came to Madina Munawwara. And as a result of this, we find in this particular surah, many verses were revealed dealing with the life of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. These delegations of Ahle Kitab, people of the book, they of course had taken Isa alayhi salam as a deity, as a god. They were worshipping him. Some of them felt that he was the son of God. And we know the various different beliefs that are mentioned in the Quran that these Nasara held. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets the record straight regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And we find such detail mentioned in this surah, which is not even found in Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam is that surah named after the mother of Isa alayhi salam. But because this was now the third year after Hijrah, these delegations were coming. So various details regarding the life of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam have been mentioned. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Nabi Isa alayhi salam a few glad tidings. Allah says to him, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ. So Allah takes us back to the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now for us to understand that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam of course had claimed nubuwwat, prophethood, and the Yahud of the time, the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, had opposed him. They didn't want to accept his shariat. They felt that Musa alayhi salam was the final Nabi. Nevertheless, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, O Isa, inni mutawaffika, that I will take you away. Take you away here, Mufassirin explain, means that I will take you away from the difficult situation that you find yourself in, where these Yahud are opposing you and they are trying to harm you. Secondly, Allah says, وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. I will take you away from this environment. Where will I put you? I will raise you to me. This refers to Allah raising Nabi Isa alayhi salam into the heavens. So Allah takes him close to him. وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Third glad tiding Allah gives is that I will purify you with regard to the disbelievers. What is meant by this again is that those people who had made nasty statements against you and they had made claims against you and they tried to belittle you and disgrace you, I will purify you and I will make it such that people who will come after you will respect and treat you with reverence. وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And then Allah says, fourthly, I will grant your followers dominance over the disbelievers. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, till the day of Qiyamah. Those who will follow the true teachings of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them dominance. And of course, one of the teachings of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is that the final Nabi will come and you will have to bring Iman in the final Nabi. So therefore, we can also count ourselves as part of the followers of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the fifth glad tiding Allah gives to him, ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. Remember, every single one of you will have to return to me, and then I will pass judgment between you regarding these matters of difference. In other words, the Jews are saying that you are not a valid Nabi, you are not a rightful prophet. I will pass judgment. I will set the record straight on the day of Qiyamah. So these five glad tidings are given to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This comes in the last quarter of the third juz, which we read tonight. And thereafter, moving on in this particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the campaign that we had discussed, which was the Battle of Uhud, which had taken place in Shawwal in the third year after Hijrah. Now the Battle of Uhud, we have heard the incident many times before. This was regarded as a rematch of the Battle of Badr, which had taken place the previous year. As we mentioned, Allah had given the Muslims victory in the Battle of Badr, and now the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama had prepared a very strong army. They were strong in number, strong as far as their weaponry and arms were concerned, and they prepared to march against Medina Munawwara. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made mashwara with sahaba that should we fight in the city or should we leave and fight on the outskirts. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself wanted to fight within Medina Munawwara, within the city, but the opinion that was mentioned by sahaba radiyallahu anhum was to go to the outskirts, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then accepted this. He dons his armor and he prepares to leave. And this is what is spoken about. Allah says, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ. That remember, when you set off from your home, from your family, and you were arranging the rows for qital, for jihad, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the imagery of the Battle of Uhud is created. Various details have then been mentioned. But just one interesting narration that comes in the books of hadith and tariq, which I will share with you, which shows us that the Battle of Uhud was a rematch of the Battle of Badr, and Allah had granted victory to the disbelievers in this battle. Battle of Badr, we know, the Muslims had a resounding victory. They took the lives of 70 of the disbelievers. But in the Battle of Uhud, Allah granted victory to the disbelievers. A very interesting incident is mentioned. When the battle had died down, and now the Muslims tried to regroup, and they went back to their camp, Abu Sufyan at that time was not yet a Muslim. He later became radiyallahu anhu, but he was in the camp of the enemy. So as the Muslims regrouped and the disbelievers regrouped, Abu Sufyan then announced or called out, and he said, Afikum Muhammad. Is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam amongst you? Addressing the Muslim army. Remember, the rumor had spread that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made shaheed. This was of course not true. So he announces and he calls out, is Muhammad amongst you? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gestures to the sahaba that remain silent and do not reply to him. After a short while, he then calls out, Afikum ibn Abi Quhafa. Is Ibn Abi Quhafa amongst you? Referring to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Again, Nabi alayhi salam gestures that remain silent. Then he calls out, Afikum ibn al-Khattab. Is Umar bin Khattab amongst you? Again, Nabi alayhi salam says, remain silent. When he gets no response, he then calls out that these people most likely have been killed, and this is why they are not responding. Umar radiallahu anhu, at this point, he can't take it any longer. So he calls out that, O enemy of Allah, may Allah allow that which will cause you to grieve, may Allah allow that to continue. أَبْقَاكَ اللَّهُ مَا يَحْزُنُكُ. That which will cause you to grieve. In other words, the life and the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah allow this to continue for a very long time. This back and forth then continues. Abu Sufyan screams out at the top of his voice, and he says, أُعْلُو هُبَل. May Hubal be high and mighty. Hubal was one of their idols that they would worship. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructs Umar radiallahu anhu that reply to him, Allahu a'la wa ajal. Allah is more lofty and Allah is more mighty than your idols. Abu Sufyan then replies, he says, lana uzza wa la uzza lakum. That we have uzza on our side. Again, another idol that they would worship. And you have no uzza for you. Nabi alayhi salam commands the reply must be given, Allahu maulana wa la maulalakum. Allah is our protector, you have no protector. And then Abu Sufyan says that يَوْمٌ بِيَوْمِ بَدْرٍ. That this day is in exchange, in retaliation for the day of Badr. وَالْحَرْبُ سِجَال. And this is how war takes place. One day we will dominate and one day you will dominate. From this, Muhaddithin and Mu'arrikhin say, this is a clear sign that the Battle of Uhud was lost by the believers. Of course, this is an outer or outward loss. the group of mu'mineen and muslimin will always remain dominant. But in this particular campaign, the disbelievers gained the upper hand and they were victorious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then refers to this in the surah when he explains that وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These days of war, we alternate amongst the people. One day you will get victory, and the next day the other group will get victory. So this battle is discussed and spoken about in this surah. And thereafter, and we'll end on this, a very important prohibition that Allah repeats, which was mentioned in Suratul Baqarah, and that is the prohibition regarding the consumption of usury of interest. Here Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا. That, O people of Iman, do not consume interest where you take a sum of money and you then multiply this through impermissible means. And we all know the definition of interest and riba. This was spoken about in Suratul Baqarah. It is then repeated here. Just one important point for us to end on, my dear brothers, in the month of Ramadan, for us to now take stock. Unfortunately, we find, and this is something increasingly common, even those people who have some sort of conscience and some sort of desire to keep their financial affairs clean and pure. We find many a times a person has a credit card, as an example, and he always ensures that he pays off that credit card sometimes ahead of time. Many a times, without us realizing, we end up with a positive balance on the credit card, and this then causes a few cents of interest to be paid into our accounts. It may be 1 or 2 cents. Sometimes we don't even realize this. For us to go back now and look at our financial statements, look at our credit card statements and see. Sometimes this 1 or 2 cents, understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person who will consume interest, فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then it's better that you announce that you are at war with Allah and His Rasul. So it should not be these 1 or 2 cents just because we are negligent or we didn't realize, but this taints our entire income, our provisions, our sustenance. We are feeding our families, our children. We are eating from there. We're coming to the masjid, reading salah, performing ibadat, going for umrah and hajj. And without realizing, this interest money is coming into our accounts and into our life. For us to go back now and clear this out, clean it out. Even if we have to take a small amount and give it away in sadaqah, with the intention that unknowingly some interest had come to me, I am now discharging and getting rid of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this a means of purifying our wealth and purifying our lives. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.